The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitudes of mind. William James. This is a quote at the start of chapter 3, Choosing Limitless Thinking, which is a very short chapter, and an introductory chapter to the next two chapters on stopping limited thinking and driving limitless thinking. Welcome back to this masterclass on building your limitless mind. Now, on this quote from James, I'll say one thing. James died in 1910. So come back to that. The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitudes of mind. Which generation was he talking about? Because when I look around, more than 100 years later, our generations haven't figured this out. Perhaps even worse than ever, we live in generations that think our lives are dependent on whether someone liked something we posted on Facebook. That these ideas that we can transform our lives by transforming our minds go way back before William James, all the way back to the greatest human knowledge that we have. Thousands of years ago, back to ancient Egypt, back to ancient Greece. These are tried and true ideas in esoteric teachings, yet they elude most of us in the mainstream. We're never taught this. And I'm not going to keep going on about these topics. I want to just keep reinforcing one thing. The greatest discovery of my life is that I found my way onto this path. And that I spend so much of my time exploring topics of thinking because I know with absolute certainty the most important thing to creating the life you truly want is the way that you use that brain of yours. All right, let's drop down more into the book. Earlier we discussed how choosing your thinking is driving your feelings, which is driving your actions. We also noted as long as you're choosing your thinking, it makes sense to choose your highest value thoughts. This means doing two things. First, in a task-focused way, it means choosing how you're seeing the actions you're taking to get what you want. And second, in a you-focused way, it means choosing how you're perceiving yourself and your capabilities. For instance, imagine you're looking to get promoted in your job. By choosing your thinking, you're looking at your own capabilities and thinking you have what it takes. And you're building the capabilities to justify your promotion. That's the you-focused part. At the same time, you're looking at steps you must take and thinking of all the ways it's possible for you to keep taking the actions that get you what you want. So even if you don't know how you're going to accomplish your goal, you're choosing to think it's possible, which is opening your mind to finding your way. Does this make sense to you? That in a task-focused way, you're thinking about your actions in a certain way. Take Barack Obama, everything he did to become president, he had to believe that those actions were worthwhile, so he would take them and take them in the right spirit. In a you-focused way, he had to imagine he was the man who could be president. He had to build that self-image, get up on that stage believing that he was the man capable of being it. In fact, believing that he was already it. And by bringing together these mind and actions in a way where you're choosing your thoughts, you become more and more limitless. I start to laugh again because I read the next paragraph. Some people might describe this as positive thinking. Right? Think about how bad the paradigms are in our society. Positive thinking is believing in yourself. Positive thinking is believing in your capabilities. Positive thinking is believing that things are possible for you. How backwards are we that we would think any other way? There's nothing positive in that. I just call it thinking. It's recognizing you're in control of your thinking and choosing the thinking that benefits you. Why would you possibly choose to think any other way? See, and the answer we're going to get to is because it's not easy. Because our brains are wired with a negativity bias. Because our society conditions us to be weak and limited. And so naysayers say, well, it's not realistic to believe in your capabilities. No, it's not. It's not realistic in our limited loser world, where very few people will ever create the lives they truly want, where very few people are ever truly happy. Right, really process this. How many people are truly happy? Not pasting a smile on their face. How many of them are truly, deeply happy? How many people are living the lives they truly want? How many of them are even on the path to creating these lives? What our society calls realistic is pessimistic, is cynicism, is fear-based, and it's not our fault. But what is our fault, what is our responsibility, is that we get to choose. If people smoke cigarettes, even with a warning on them that says they will kill you, whose fault is that? They may have become addicted, but they get to choose. People are out drinking every night. Does anyone think that drinking is actually good for you? It's only a way of sedating that mind, escaping that mind. It's poisoning the body and mind. Because the mind is so hard for us, it's the best we can do. Unless we're willing to step back and train it. Unless we actually take responsibility for choosing our thinking. And it's not easy to do. It is by far the most not easy thing I have ever trained myself to do. Yet that's why I'm creating this for you. And you hear I'm reinforcing these paradigms so many times because it matters. It matters so much in my life. And it matters so much for you. And it matters so much for all of us. I want to live in a world where we all think this way. I want to live in a world where we believe in our limitless capabilities. Where we wake up every day. We condition our minds for living better and better and better lives. And the best I can do is share the best ideas that I've discovered. But it's not easy. It comes down to the choices that we make every single day. And there are two categories of these choices. The thinking that powerfully propels you forward. Limitless thinking. And the thinking that we're going to cover next. That holds us all back. Limited thinking.